Now, from the Star Worldwide Network studios, from high above Scottsdale in the Camelback Tower, it's The O'Neillian Show. With your host, charismatic, visionary, quick-witted, humorous, pioneering, tenacious, positive energy, high-frequency, motivated leader, teacher, John O'Neill.
Hello, 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 and good afternoon. It is The O'Neillian Show, and we're here on a Wednesday afternoon. It's beautiful and sunny and hot outside, but we're inside. We're feeling lovely here at Star Worldwide Networks. We love this location. We love this spot. It looks beautiful. Aren't our shows great? Absolutely. Gratitude to Star Worldwide Networks, and gratitude to you, all of you who continue to tune in, all of you who continue to interact with us on Twitter and TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and everywhere else on the O'Neillian.com, where you're putting your email in, and so that I can email you a path of the lion, so you can have your own in a picture frame on your wall, so you can remind yourself what you're doing and all the great progress and the change you're making in life. Because I am John O'Neill, and I'm your host today with a couple friends who have come in. I'm gonna introduce them in a second, but until then, I have a couple quick announcements. The first one is, we always want to say thank you to both of our partners. We're gonna do one of them right now, and that is Whole Harmony Healing. If you ever need to just heal, if you ever need your energy set right, if you ever need a refocus, if you ever just are sideways, if you ever just feel like things in life aren't going quite as smooth as you would like them to, then look up WholeHarmonyHealing.com and make yourself an appointment, because what they do is they go inside. They're like surgeons. They go inside. They start from the inside and get all that mess and that dirt and that heat and all those things that are going on and help you. They help you. The only person who can help yourself is yourself. And so just myself as an agent of change, Whole Harmony Healing, all the people that are my friends that come in and talk to you about their journeys and about their successes and failures and about all the things that they've overcome, we're all only doing it to show you a way, to give you some motivation and some inspiration. There's regular people out here that are achieving their goals and reaching their dreams. They're coming to pass. They're true in all of our lives. We want to all get to our best life. We want to feel our best selves, right? And so look up WholeHarmonyHealing.com. Also look up, like I said, TheO'Neillian.com. And you can not only get your path of the lion, but you could also check out the book. Yes, indeed. It is wrapped up and it's ready. I just got to hit the submit button. I just got to make it available to you. So don't ask me what I'm waiting for, because what I'm waiting for is myself. Don't worry about it. But when it is released, baby, you're going to know it, because I'm going to be all over just screaming. I'm going to be on the top of the mountain saying, come get yours. Come get yours. It's a compilation of poetry, life, love, and I almost said liberty, but not liberty. Life, love, and happiness, and joy, and pain, and heartbreak, and all the things that I've gone through in my life that I'm sure that you have gone through in your life. So hopefully you could pick up your copy, and hopefully, as anything else that I do, I want you to have a nugget. I want you to be able to pull something out from this show, from my previous shows, from my conversations, from anytime you ever see John O'Neill, he is there to, he has a bag of nuggets over his shoulder, and I just want to run around and just give everybody a little bit of something to make their lives better. And that is exactly who I have in the studio with me today. I have my other main partner, a great, great, great company, a company who started from very humble beginnings. They started in a bar, rocky, dusty, dirty, windy parking lot, and they set up camp and just tried to do anything. They needed to make a buck. You know, baby needed diapers and mama needed a new purse. And so all they wanted to do was just try to make $40, you know, keep the electric on for another day. But they started from that type of beginning and just freaking launch, and it's been running ever since then. They've had obstacles. You remember two shows ago I talked about obstacles. They've had them in their way, but they've conquered them, right? They've accepted help. They've been on their own lioness, right? The path of the lion is just not for men, so stop it, dudes, right? We got to give it to our significant others. We got to give it to our sisters and our mothers and our all the women in our lives, because they're lionesses too. They got something in them. And my guest today, boy, they're going to talk about the lioness they have in them, because they've made a mark here in the Phoenix area, and they're making a mark all over in Arizona, Feel me? So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Retail Therapy Arizona. They're back in studio. What's up, ladies?
How are you?
Well, I'm doing wonderful. Don't I look it?
Yeah,
absolutely. And so do you. And so do you. So what's going on? Thank you for coming back.
Thank you for having us. We're always happy to be here.
Let's get caught up. Last time we spent on your, you know, we spent time on your journey and how you guys got to where you got. And we ended up with your three locations all over the place and all your vendors and everything you guys are doing. But that you know, it's been a few weeks.
Yep.
I think about six or seven. But you guys have been, I see it all over the place every day. Like, I don't even know how you have time to do anything else. It just pops up more and more and more.
That's what everyone says.
Right. It's like, what like they live in there when you film at night?
Yeah.
But like you guys are here.
To create
tell
a new
you,
hour.
I'm yeah. sorry, say it again.
We managed to create a new hour in the day. So.
Nice. I deal on 24,
whatever works.
You deal on 25.
That's so
great. That's a magic formula. We can be millionaires.
Well, yeah, no, we've just been working hard. We've been continuing to network and collaborate with the right individuals, the right businesses. We're now up to almost 200 small businesses
good
within
Lord.
Our three locations.
Wow.
We have a lot of new businesses coming in. So it's super exciting. Lots of cool things in the works.
It is. All right. And so the three locations, how are the locations going?
They're going great. Yeah. I mean, they're constantly growing. We are constantly looking for different ways to get the news out there, get the word out there, different activities, events and workshops, classes. Just continuing to build.
Yeah, for sure. Our downtown Glendale and our North Phoenix, because it's not the Anthem outlets anymore. It's the North Phoenix outlets.
North Phoenix, yeah.
So, yeah. Right. But no, we
what's the road you get off on?
Anthem Way.
Thank you very much. Boom. Boom.
They haven't changed that yet.
Right.
We're working on it.
North Phoenix Way.
But no, we're just really working hard to just make those locations known in the community. I mean,
absolutely.
They're still very new to the community. Mm-hmm. Westgate is its own beast, I will say. We just really, we thrived. Is that a way to say that? Did I say that right? But graduation was phenomenal to our small businesses. Mm. We had so many people in from out of town that truly took advantage of shopping local.
Right.
So that was really cool to watch.
Very cool. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Graduation. That's really good as a retail spot. I would imagine it's really important to kind of keep up with what's going on in the community because that helps drive people your way.
Yeah. I mean, I think our first question when we moved into Westgate was we were really curious how a retail space would do there because we heard that in the specific space that we're in, that there's a lot of businesses that have come and gone.
Okay.
And so we were interested in like, how would we do?
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, like we are our kind of business because we really tailor to tourism, people that are celebrating, which Westgate, there's so many celebrations. We have the perfect space where we can really, you know, be accessible to people who need gifts, who need local souvenirs. So we're really thriving over there, which has been awesome.
All right. It's like a gift shop right there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Arizona gift shop. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, that's great.
We have last minute travel needs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in case you forget anything like that.
Right.
And there's a lot of people that drink. So we've got hangover reliefs and Advil and all of that fun stuff.
That stuff too, right?
Taking care of people.
We're looking out for everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And then so tell us, you know, what's on the calendar this summer? What do you guys got cooking?
A lot.
Okay.
So,
right.
Yeah, our new market starts on
Saturday.
This Saturday. Yep.
This Saturday is a new market. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we
are Artisan Alley.
Artisan Alley. So we are kicking off a brand new market in collaboration with Westgate, which is such a huge opportunity for the small business community. We all know that in summertime, a lot of our markets slow down.
Yes.
Not just ours, just in the valley in general.
Correct.
It's hot. And so we were really looking for a space that still has life in the summer. Mm-hmm. Westgate already has live music, lots of events, the movie theaters right there, the restaurants, Misters, the splash pad.
Yeah.
And so they are allowing us the opportunity to put a market right smack dab in the middle of all of
Unbelievable.
That. So we're going to do a 10-week series there. And then we're doing an indoor market at Christown Spectrum, which we brought back from last summer. So we're excited. We got lots in the works for summer.
Right. Okay. So tell us, for those of you who don't know, market, when you say market, because you have the actual store front, so you have the brick and mortar, right? But you also do markets where just you could pop up anywhere. Tell us about that.
So the market is for anyone who is not inside of the store.
Okay.
We also have people who are inside of the store, but the market is more open to more of the community. So it gives everybody else an opportunity. It's just, you come, you're there for a few hours throughout the day, and you are getting to be there in person to let everybody know what you sell,
yeah.
get hands-on feel, have one-on-one interaction, make connections, network, and put yourself out there.
Absolutely. So if I wanted to, if I was interested in joining the market, first yep. of all, tell me like two things that I would benefit from.
So, I mean, you're getting that real in-person interaction. Yes. We always say in our stores, like, nobody sells your product like you do.
Absolutely.
So at the vendor fairs, you really get a chance to, like, be present and kind of have your own little store at the fair.
Yeah.
And then also on top of that, I mean, we do a lot of activities that bring foot traffic to our markets. So sure. it's just a great opportunity to continue your business in another way.
That's awesome. So, that is yeah. awesome. And then how would I get my when you say the market, the table, and I got a tent.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I got all my products
table,
and
I'm just set up. Yes.
All right. So, how do I get a space?
Yeah. So all of our, our website is also a one-stop shop. So for our stores, for our markets, for our events, our classes and workshops, all of that is going to be on our website at retailtherapyaz.com. There is an application process and it'll take you step by step.
Nice.
And we are revamping our website.
Yes, we
have an amazing woman helping us create our website. I'm so excited for when that comes out because it's going to be absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
But we'll have a totally different look, but you can still get all the same information and more.
Very good. Very good. Okay. So the markets are coming. Great.
Yep.
That's awesome. Hard work.
Yes.
That will pay off.
As soon as we said we were done with the market aspect, they came
yeah,
knocking.
Good luck.
So we're just going to stop saying we're done with things because that's when they
sure,
show
sure,
up.
Sure.
Because things are never done with us.
Yeah. Right. But if they're approaching you for a partnership, that's different. You know
beautiful.
What I mean? That's much different than having a, you know, the inertia to build it
exactly.
and find it and do all
but
those
no
things.
But no more bar parking lots. So.
No more bar
we're,
parking
we're
lots?
Done with that. Yeah.
Oh, no, we are
goodness.
Done with that for sure. And that needs to be done with us because oh. that's it.
What?
Let's not bring that one back.
No way. All right. So that's awesome. Okay, markets, what else? Anything else?
We are working with Local First Arizona on a bunch of different resources for our small businesses. One thing we take a lot of pride in with our platform is that we provide a lot of education
yes.
for our small businesses.
Okay.
And so that's really important to us. So we've been working a lot of different classes and workshops from social media education to we just hosted one about SOS. SEO, not SEO, SEO sorry.
SEO.
So
I was like,
see
emergency.
How much education I need. How to get help. SEO. We're looking for just different ways to collaborate with Local First and be able to take their resources and bring them to our
nice.
Small businesses that we work
okay.
with. So that's
okay.
been really awesome.
All right. Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Working down this long list you talked about.
Yeah. We have a
What's little, another one?
The list keeps going. We can't tell you the other one yet.
Oh, no, okay. There's a, secret one.
There's a secret
there.
One.
There's a secret one.
When we're allowed to talk about it, we will.
But
absolutely.
In 6 weeks when we come back, and it's probably your fault because the last...
No, it's definitely
the
your
last,
fault.
Yes. The last time we were on your show, you manifested something that
really?
Might be happening
oh,
soon.
Oh, well,
so.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks
gracious.
A lot.
All right. I think I might know what that is, but we'll see. We'll wait for the official announcements. That's important. That's important.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else you guys want to share coming up?
I'm trying to think what else. We always, God, our calendar just doesn't stop. I think that's all of our markets are our next focus. And just continue to check out our social media and our website, our newsletter that we have that you can sign up on our website as well, because we're always just sending out different opportunities for both small businesses and the community.
Awesome. Okay, so as small business owners, things ebb and flow. And so in the last, since you've been here, mm-hmm. what is something that has come up against your progress? What is trying to slow your momentum
yeah.
that you guys had to overcome? Could you got any stories that you could tell
yeah,
us?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think as small business owners, we face a lot of challenges and just a lot of learning opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing that we've learned in these last few weeks, I have two. One is to... We have an incredible team And Jackie and I are very, very hands-on. It's not that we want to micromanage. It's just our business is our baby.
Sure.
And so we've learned, and we've been told this a lot by our small business partners and Local First and all of our mentors, to trust our team and like to let them be great, because that gives us space to continue to grow and to continue to expand, because you can't do it all and you don't want to burn yourself out. So that's been my like biggest goal these last few weeks, is to delegate and to like let my managers like shine, because they're absolutely phenomenal. So that's one. And then just also learning that when you grow, and also when you're taking leaps of faith, there can be a lot of background noise. A lot of people that want to criticize or critique what you're doing, and just it's sometimes hard as humans to like shut that noise out. I think we're just learning to like, you know, still listen, because there's things that we do learn from criticism, but also to just I've been told to just not be apologetic, to stand by my business, to stand by, you know, the knowing that we are authentic, and that we are very true to our mission, and to just, you know, kind of just take things with a grain of salt, learn from what's beneficial, but then also just to keep pushing, because we know who we are, so...
You know who you are. Yeah. So that transcends into something we talk about here on the O'Nelia Show, and that is knowing your value. Once you know your value, you no longer need to compromise. So you know your value. You know what you guys do well. And so who cares about anybody else? Get on the ship or don't. But we're sailing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. How about you? Anything that you've been dealing with?
I mean, that kind of... Erica kind of hit all of the points. Big thing for me is just mental health. Just take care of your mental health. Take the time to like really process. And it goes hand in hand with like letting your team step in and do the work while you work on yourselves, because you do need to be at the best point in your life to, or at least on the right path, in order to just make everything around you continue to flow.
To flow, right, right.
And so, yeah, that's been very important. Check on your friends, check on your family. Life is short, and just, it's beautiful. Just live. Just live. I mean, there's...
Right. So mental health, I like that you touched on that, and it's something that's very important that we as business owners and entrepreneurs sometimes lose sight of. And so tell me about you two being so busy, as I alluded to, social media popping all the time, all these stores, driving around, not to mention you got your own personal stuff, kids and fevers and husband or what, right? Not to mention all the other stuff, right? Where do you guys find time to get some self-care in, and what do you enjoy the most when it comes to self-care? Besides shiny nails.
Self-care. I mean, that's self-care, you know, going to the nail salon, getting a mani and a pedi, a massage every now and then.
Absolutely.
Going to the beach if you can.
Beach,
I just got back from California.
It was okay.
It was beautiful. Yeah. Oh my God. It was something that I needed a lot for myself, just to kind of like reset and refresh. Obviously that's not always an option, but just taking the time and really just processing, having a good support system is very important. Sometimes you need a reality check from those around you, and just to be receptive of it. Don't be defensive, and you know, because these people love you, they're looking out for you, and they have your best interests at heart. And you know, it's great that I have a great group of friends who are just there to support me in my time of need, and vice versa, and just to just be like, hey, you know, are you okay? Is there anything that you need? Anything I can do for you? Or, you know, do you need time for yourself or whatever?
Sure.
It's just, it goes a long way.
Absolutely. So, how about you?
I think we're very lucky to have the partnership that we do. Jackie and I really know when to step up for the other person. So it's like if she's needing time, that's where I thrive, and when I'm needing time, that's where she steps up. But
she steps up and you thrive. That was two different things.
Guess I always thrive, and just Jackie steps up.
What? She's a thriver. You're a step upper.
Apparently.
I'm messing with you.
No, but we just, we truly do have a beautiful support system. I mean, our team as a whole, I mean, I still can't believe that we have 10 employees now, which like is that. Unbelievable. But when those are not employees, like that is a group of, we are so blessed for the people that have come to us on this journey, because we are family. Like we truly do support and check in on each other and just really step up when the other person, you know, and that's the greatest thing that, you know, our staff has given to us is that Erica and Jackie, like, we got this. Like, go be great somewhere else, because like, we got your back. So just been, I mean, we're very lucky.
Right. That's awesome. That's awesome. Two things I would like to elude and challenge you maybe a little bit, or just bring to your awareness.
Yeah.
And perhaps you're already doing it. But the first thing is, when have you two? So the first thing is self-care. So you guys are doing it and it sounds great. And we all know the value of that, because we have to refocus. So we need to recharge. And some of the things that we do pulls our energy and we're pulled in all types of different directions and all types of different hats. Right. So, so when was the last time you two had a time together?
So that's actually something we've been talking about a lot, is that not just having time together on a business level, but just time that's together because we're sisters. Like, we've been through so much like outside of our business. I'm moving today, by the way. I started moving this morning. just dropped in.
You got some boxes at the U-Haul down in the parking lot?
But no, we just had actually spoken that, you know, now that she's, you know, she went on a vacation with her daughters and I'm getting through this move and just kind of getting through this, that we are setting time for working out together. We're both in therapy. So, hey, we're putting our mental health first, just making sure that you're having that time for yourself. Totally need retail therapy.
I get that done a lot.
we've spoken, we've had some real deep conversations about mental health and also time that's not business oriented, which is sometimes hard for us because this is our passion, we are putting things on the calendar, because if it's not on the calendar, it doesn't happen. That block out that time for us to have time outside of what we're doing.
Sure. That's nice. I would recommend doing that.
Absolutely.
I've made a practice, and I only started probably 3 years ago. I do mine at the beginning of the year, and it's my sabbatical, and I take 3 days and I just go away, and I might bring somebody with me or not, but that's time to recharge. I do have a pen and paper, and I'm just reflecting on all the great things of the previous year and really kind of aligning my vision and my focus for the new year.
Awesome.
So yeah, you guys getting together out and away from everybody, the kids and the phones and all that type of stuff, and just not only getting that self-care, sitting in a jacuzzi somewhere for a while, right? And then letting that creativity just stir up. And as you guys are just talking and conversation, where do we want to go next? What do we want to do? What do we want to look like, right? Because when we're here working and we got our hands to the plow, we are building, but things are coming so quick, and we're not really thinking of 8 steps down the road. We're addressing this right now, and we're getting this done right now, and the door opened up, so let's walk on in. That self-care is just so important.
Absolutely.
So important. So that's really good, ladies. That's really good. Okay, that's what they have going on. Thank you for the updates.
Of course, thank you.
We also are celebrating our 1 year on Sunday.
Are you serious? This is the 1 year show, baby. Bring in the champagne. What are we doing?
Where's the fireworks?
Holy cow.
But yeah, I know.
The prayer outside? I don't know. Nice. 1 year.
Yeah, one year. So
that's significant.
It's amazing.
That's 365 days.
We're excited. We're doing a celebration on Sunday. So if you're free, come on by.
All right.
We're going to definitely honor the businesses that have been with us for the year.
Sure.
And we're going to honor our incredible team.
Okay.
And we're just super excited to just celebrate.
That is awesome. So 1 year. From when?
From our store.
From the store. Okay, right. Because you know what I'm saying? You weren't in, I'm not saying the name. No, I'm not. Not
we're
1 year
from.
Oh, got you. All right. So the first one a year ago.
Yes.
And we're 3 deep. Soon to be 5. Nice. Okay.
Don't spill it. any means.
I don't know anything.
Let's get the four first.
Do you know what he's trying to do?
I'm not spilling.
We just sit on the car right here. You we are not me? Opening two stores at once again, so do not do that to us.
I think you've said what you're not doing before.
Exactly right.
And it didn't work.
Oh, God. Here we go.
You have to stop saying that.
You know what I mean? Go ahead.
I love it.
Yeah, good luck. All right. So the greatest thing is you talked about people that have been with you. You talked about the people that are using your concept and your idea to as a way for them to get into a store, yeah. right? Because as you describe, all the providers, all the vendors, all the people, in your, all your clients, all the people, right? All the stores. What do you call them?
So we've actually just changed our vocabulary. We decided this as a team that we're trying to refrain from the word vendor because it's it's so much more than that. So we're utilizing our small business community, partners, or family because that's
great.
That's truly what
all right.
It is.
No problem. So with your small business family,
there we go.
Okay, you're expanding more coming right, which is awesome. And so we wanted to bring one here. Yeah. You wanted to bring one with you.
We did.
Which is great. You don't just come alone today?
No.
We bring friends to share.
Why? We bring more friends?
That's the only one with friends.
I got a new friend today? Nice. Well, who did you bring? Who is that?
So today we brought with us Elizabeth. Her company is Upscale Freeze. I am not going to tell you too much because she's definitely going to get to share about her business.
Upscale Freeze.
Yes.
Nice.
So, but this is definitely one of our partners, one of our family members who has been with us since the beginning. And we chose her today because we just love hearing people's why and their story. I think that's like our favorite part of this business. So we're excited to have her today.
Nice. Did you tell her name?
Elizabeth.
Oh, you did? I'm sorry. I missed it. Elizabeth, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm awesome. Welcome to the O'Neillian Show.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming by and Upscale Freeze.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So tell us when we come and we talk to everybody, we want to talk a little bit about how you got this idea, you know, where it came from, how long you've been doing it, what it is and what it means to you and everything else. And we're going to sit over here and listen.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
The show's yours. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So I've been in business also for, I'm very nervous, for a year this month.
Yay.
Okay. 1 year.
1 year. Yes. We didn't come up with this idea. There's other people freeze drying, but we made this our thing. My son passed November of 21.
Okay.
And he had candy as his little deal that he was doing. He did chamoy and tahin candy mixes.
Okay.
So it was his passion. He loved doing it. He was 17 and that was his little deal.
Right.
He just loved to do it. So
yes.
This is a way that we honor him, and we are very passionate about what we do. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
And
I didn't know we were going there.
To be here.
Elizabeth, you just took us all the way.
Yeah, she's
we're
got a story.
We're here with you. We're here with you. Absolutely. Yeah. So you created Upscale Freeze in honor of the passing of your son who loved candy.
Yes.
And here you are continuing the legacy.
Yes.
And that is awesome.
Thank you.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the product, though. What does that mean? Freeze drying.
Freeze drying, a lot of people don't know what it is. There's a lot of freeze dry foods that people don't realize that are being used every day. The Army, you know, they are U.S. Army. They use our freeze dried products, but freeze dried products for our military, you know. So we've taken that and done a lot of different types of candy.
Mm-hmm.
With that and the process, it sucks out the moisture from whatever you're freeze drying and expands the product.
Okay.
Gives it a unique crunchy flavor.
Okay.
Makes the flavor pop. And I don't, so many people just are not aware of the freeze dry world yet.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Very good. And then, and how about your operations? Are you at home in the garage or do you have
It started out that way. We are now operating out of a kitchen as well.
Wow.
So we're working on location number two for that because we're expanding so quickly.
So fast.
I'm in 35 boutiques.
Are you serious?
These girls were my first, so they are very, this is my home.
Yes.
Very special to me, and it was them that pushed me to
Absolutely.
Expand.
Right.
Yeah, be great.
Right.
I like remember that day meeting Elizabeth in our first space, and we had lost a child as well. And so in kind of a similar story. Mm-hmm. And so her and I had connected. And I just remember you like coming in and telling your story, but also saying like you weren't in any stores yet and kind of just like, should I do this? And I've never seen like for an example of like us taking those leaps of faith and just going. And if you want something, like make it happen. Right. Like make that happen. Is what Elizabeth is a prime example.
That's awesome.
Of that.
So. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right.
No,
good job, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
All right. Who's how many people you got? Who helps you do this?
We've got about 10 people, all family right now.
Nice.
Working with us. So without them, we definitely couldn't be doing this on the scale that we are now. But
of course. Yeah.
It's we do see the blessing in the whole situation, you know, and that's hard to say, but we do see that. We feel our son guiding us, and we let him allow him to guide us, and kind of just sitting back and enjoying the ride as he's showing us what we're supposed to be doing.
I love it.
Look at that. Look at that. That is awesome.
Thank you.
That's great. Congratulations.
I was with my prior company for 15 years. I worked for an MBDE at an auction.
Uh-huh.
So when my son passed, I couldn't go back.
You know? Okay.
It took me 6 months or so to get back into the world on a small level and met these lovely ladies. And here we are.
Here you are out in the world again.
Yeah.
Standing on your feet, smiling and delivering product.
Yep.
That is a great story. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We commend you for that.
Thank
Bravo.
You. Thank you.
Bravo to Upscale Freeze.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
And where can someone get it?
At all three of our retail locations, retail therapy locations.
Therapy,
yes.
Okay.
I'm there. Try to restock them at least every 2 weeks. We do well there.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Kill it.
Definitely on my website, upscalefreeze.com.
Got you.
Yes. So.
And she's like literally national now. So she's in also another local boutique called Painted Tree.
Yes.
Right.
And so she's in. How many locations?
I'm in 28 out of their 32 locations now.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm shooting for all of them.
Yeah, what are they slacking? Who's the four remaining? Let's go hit them up right now.
She'll be there.
You know what I mean? I'm going to sit outside and eat them until they buy them.
Yeah, she'll be there. Just wait.
Yeah.
Very good.
And they're delicious. I mean, I had never had the freeze-dried candies before.
Are they delicious?
They are.
Slide one down. I'm going to see.
Which one?
I don't know. Just give me. Well, she said it's delicious, the O'Neill show's about to test it right now.
It's
okay.
Like astronaut
here goes
candy.
This
it's
one.
The coolest Look thing this. Ever.
Okay, this is freeze-dried Laffy Taffy. All right, we're going to try it right now. This is live on the O'Neill show. You peel it off really easy. Look. You pop it open, right? Look at that. It's open. It's not childproof.
All right, producer, guess
what? It's going to take you a while. We're going to be sitting here. Do you want me to like talk while you're doing that?
Oh, no, it's gone.
It's gone. It's
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Mouth, what? It's so delicious.
Oh, my goodness.
Aren't they amazing?
Amazing. So amazing. I'm not lying. You know I'm not lying.
Slide the bag down.
The caramel apple pops are my favorite, though.
I had to get one of each kind.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. But the
Upscale Freeze.
Yeah. Isn't that different?
Mm.
So fun. It's cool because her business actually also led us to a different opportunity. I don't think you know the story. But CBRE, which is a real estate company that we do a lot of private vendor events with, we met with the property manager because she specifically came in one day to buy freeze-dried candy from you.
Goodness.
She had seen it on social media and came into our store just for the freeze-dried. What are we waiting for? I don't know.
We're coordinating cute. Things. Don't keep going.
Just don't
keep going. Stay
it.
Focused. What? She's just lying. Goodness gracious.
Live. You get what you get with me. But yeah, I just was like, that was really cool because they literally came in to buy her freeze-dried candy, and it just, you know, I just started talking like I always do.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just led to another opportunity, which is great.
That Beautiful. Is great. Thank so. You, Elizabeth. Yeah. Yeah, you're spreading the good word.
Yes. Right.
Very good.
Spreading lots
that,
of good things.
That brings us so much happiness. Yes. I mean, when we hear people love our products, that just brings us so much happiness.
Yes. Right. They love your son's product.
Yes, like you the passion that we put into it absolutely. Shows when people love it.
It's, absolutely.
You can feel the love.
You could feel it. So I can feel it all on my tongue right now. I can taste it. It popped. Good. You're right. It did pop, though, for real. Yeah. The flavors did pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
It's very nice. It's delicious.
Still now, have you had freeze-dried candy before?
You know what? I'm sure I have, but no. No, not till now. You're my first.
Good. Good answer.
Absolutely. So this is wonderful. We've got a collaboration, right? We have people helping people, and we have success all around. Yep. And that's what we're here to do. Miss Elizabeth, I love your product. We're gonna put your information up. Okay. We're gonna get your logo up. We're gonna spread it all around. Everybody, look for us when we get this out. We're definitely gonna connect with Upscale Freeze all over our social media. So make sure you guys get some. Go and get some. You got three places to go to: theonelian.com and get your Path of the Lion. You got to go to retailtherapyaz.com and get your application in so you can get with the markets, right? And you also have to go to upscalefreeze.com to order you some deliciousness, right? Mm-hmm. And while it's coming in the mail, you're going to stop by one of the three locations and pick you up some to eat until the mail arrives, because we do all of those things, right? We fill our bellies up with delicious things. Sometimes. ladies, Retail Therapy AZ, talk to me. You're going to be back in a few weeks. We're going to catch up.
Yep.
You're always going to keep us abreast of things that are going on.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like we've got a whole, you know, we got secret things and we got public things. But we got things.
We got things
always popping.
Thanks to John.
Absolutely. Right? And so, Elizabeth,
we thank you. He is going to get you in the military. So, right?
You know what I'm saying? We said it. All of my hey military, huh? Send us to the front lines. What if we see, you guys don't get me started. Don't get me on a what if trail.
A whole nother show.
Well, I'll lead us down.
Really. How much are you ready for?
So I'm ready.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for coming to the show. We're going to keep in contact. You're part of their family, so you're part of this family, okay?
Thank you for having me.
And we love your delicious stuff. And tell us before you go, just tell us a couple different flavors just so people can kind of get an idea. Okay. And then lastly, are you watching?
Yes.
Lastly, just look right over there and just give them a message from your son.
Just love one another. Love one another.
I love it.
Love one another. We will take it. We receive it. Love one another. Absolutely. The year of the lion's love. Y'all already know we're on that same page. Okay. Before we say goodbye to Elizabeth, again, I want to hear some. I want them to catch on to the vibe. So give us, what's that big giant package full of?
So this, you know, we have one of the girls' favorites.
That's
the caramel apple lollipops.
Caramel apple lollipops.
Yes.
So good.
Holy
smokes. These are amazing.
And it's freeze-dried.
These are freeze-dried. Like
oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes.
Okay.
It takes away the chewiness and gives you that nice crunch.
We
also have caramel M&M's.
Caramel M&M's.
Yes. And my son's favorite is his Gushers. These are not freeze-dried, but
yummy.
They are a mixture of his sauce, so... non-freeze-dried Gushers. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So go get it. Elizabeth, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. And we wish you all the success.
Thank you.
And we're going to be right by your side to make sure it happens.
Feel me?
All right. Okay, ladies, thank you for bringing her in.
Absolutely.
And what else do we want to say? I think
I'm going to piggyback off what Elizabeth said, but just continue to be kind to each other. Continue to know that there is success out there for all of us. Collaboration is so key. Just be a good person.
That's good advice.
Yes.
Stay
true to yourself.
Versus being a bad person.
Yeah, don't be a good person.
It's harder, but it's so much more rewarding.
It takes a little more thought process.
A little bit more. Right?
But no, just, you know, I'm proud of us that we have just continued to stay authentic to who we are. It's what guides us to the right people and the right connections.
Absolutely.
And none of our journey so far has been really planned. It's all about those interactions. So,
it is.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anything to add to that?
I mean, just keep pushing.
There's
times where it's not easy.
Okay.
But it's always better if you keep pushing.
Keep pushing.
I had something, but you know, it kind of slipped my mind. So, but yeah, no.
Couldn't keep that just, thought pushing?
I couldn't keep that thought pushing, you know, so we just created a new one.
There we go. That's what we
it's
do.
It's like a path. You know, you might find dirt and rocks and branches in the way, but you just go around. Yeah. At the bar, exactly. You know, but you just.
You might ruin John's shoes at the bar. But,
you know what I mean?
You know?
But there's always another pair.
Yeah. There is another pair. There is another pair.
That's good.
That's a good one.
I like that one. That's a good one. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it right here. Okay? If your shoes are dirty, there's always another pair. Right?
Retail therapy.
It's going to be our next shirt.
You know what I mean? The shoes aren't in there yet, but we're looking for a community family member.
Yes. Absolutely.
We need some shoes.
I love it. Touch
absolutely. What'd you say?
Touch the building.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not touching any more buildings because then the building will happen. So
hey, you never know what's going to happen.
I love it.
Well, it's been awesome. Thank you so much for coming back by. Thank you. We're always here. We're always connected.
Yes.
I stay in touch with them all the time. I keep abreast of what they're doing, like I said, because they're doing so many things, right? And so they're going to come back. They are our one of our official partners. So they support the show, and we support Retail Therapy AZ in all their locations and in their markets and in the private things that we don't even know about. We still support them because we know it's going to be awesome. When they unveil it. So I can't wait. In 6 weeks they're gonna come back and I'll press a little bit more. I know you guys wanted to know. I was letting them off the hook this time, but next time I'm gonna put them under the gauntlet and I'm gonna press a little harder. So thank you, Retail Therapy AZ.com. Go there, check it out, get your app in, see all the things they're doing. They got educational class. I mean, there's just so much. It's hard to even talk about the busyness of these two ladies. And you heard the nugget I'm pulling from it, and I'm sending to each and every one of you, because I've talked about it here. They're learning. Their vision isn't for them to be with a shovel in hand the whole time, right? They have greater things. And a lot of times we get, those of us who are building, we get down in the dirt a lot of times, right? Because we know we have to. And a lot of times when we started building, that's where we started from, right? But as we build, right, as we have upward mobility, as we build outward as well, there are our gifts, our vision, and our abilities need to be focused in specific places. And the only way that we could do that effectively is if we have, you know what I call them? If we have a team of Avengers around us. They talked about they have 10 Avengers, right? And they're so good that they said, why are you guys still here? You're irritating me. You're even though you're coming in with all that energy and smiles, I'm trying to stay focused. And if you guys would just go take your giggly selves somewhere else and go tell some, go bother some. We're here. They have Avengers inside their three locations. One of them in North Phoenix / Anthem, right? One of them in Glendale and the other one in Westgate. So in a couple more soon to come. Retail Therapy AZ, we love them and we are glad they were here. I am John O'Neill. We are here every week at the same time, same place. And I will see you next time. I'm out. Peace.